Current events. The briefest of summaries. We say that in this issue, we focus on the new terror attack in Manchester, Great Britain, as well as President Trump's trip to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and Rome, and his highly controversial performance in Brussels. We also address growing concerns regarding North Korea and Syria, and report on the European push for an historically unprecedented army. And we conclude with new developments and research regarding the dangers of vaccinations, which are ignored by most scientists, and also an article about evolutionary nonsense. That article on evolutionary nonsense we can use. I suppose I will do that next week. And then we'll have the new video on heavens and earth included in that one. When it comes to the articles in more detail, what I'd like to do now is to just refer to the comments we have made when quoting these articles. What we have been starting to do is to underline certain interesting statements in the articles themselves, but we also then, in italics, talk about what we feel. And I like to do this now by quoting some of the comments, not all of them, otherwise I speak for 2 hours. But I think that you will see a common theme, and that common theme will then develop, and I will make some additional comments to that. When it comes to the terror attack by this crazy, insane individual over there in Manchester, we were actually informed that before he launched that attack, he asked for forgiveness, which seems to indicate that he was most certainly influenced, if not possessed, had given himself over to evil completely. We say in our update that as more and more facts come to light, we have no question that such horrendous acts are demonically inspired and that the perpetrators are demonically influenced, if not possessed. As it was stated in the press, looking at the face of the 22-year-old murderer means looking at pure evil. We also later say that in this world ruled by Satan the devil and his evil and deranged demons, terrible murderous acts by insane individuals like the ones in Manchester will continue. The only hope for this world and for true and lasting peace is the return of Jesus Christ, something which, of course, Mr. Messier in his editorial pointed out as well. We then talk about President Trump's deal with Saudi Arabia. And of course, it had to do with military deals worth $110 billion with Saudi Arabia. And it includes purchases of U.S. defense equipment and services. And our comment was the different arms deals between competing parties only show that peace in the Middle East is a fanciful illusion. Because we also talked about the fact that at the same time Russia and Iran did some military deals, large arms deals. We go on to say the incredible large arms deal with Saudi Arabia totally ignores the fact that Saudi Arabia is being sued in American courts by relatives and survivors of the September 11 terrorist attack. The concept being they were behind it, at least indirectly to an extent, for having allegedly permitted or even actively pursued the attack. Nothing was said about that. When it comes to the very great controversy regarding Mr. Kushner and Ivanka Trump of having been allowed, so they say, to fly on the Sabbath, we have several articles on that one. And we point out that part of the orthodox teaching of modern Judaism is in complete opposition to the Bible. These burdensome Pharisaical restrictions were strongly condemned by Jesus Christ. The biblical command against lighting a fire on the Sabbath, that was one of the rationales as to why they were not allegedly allowed to fly, that command was given in the context of lighting a huge fire for the purpose of working for the construction of the tabernacle in the wilderness. It had and has nothing to do with igniting a combustion engine, switching on a light or an oven for cooking a meal. These are just Pharisaical rules making the Sabbath a burden rather than a delight. But here's what I want to emphasize. At the same time, exempting governmental officials from keeping the Sabbath, that was another argument, is equally wrong. In this world ruled by Satan, it shows that Sabbath-keeping Christians could not be working in positions which would require them to disregard God's Sabbath command. Then we talk about other things in this update. The fact that partnerships have now been created between the United States, let's say, and Saudi Arabia. And we point out that the Bible strongly warns and condemns modern and ancient House of Israel's entering into alliances with nations opposed to God's way of life. In many cases, those allies subsequently turned against each other. And you can read that in the Bible time and again. Now, another interesting thing had to do with Iran. And Iran now is being singled out by just about everybody as the ones who are bringing about terrorism. And so it is not expected, we say, that the relationship between the U.S. and Iran will improve, which means that in the long run, the relationship between Russia, Iran's ally, and the U.S. will not improve either. Now, here's another interesting thing. In the past, some uninformed religious experts, and I put that experts in quotes, and you probably know whom I'm talking about, claimed that Iran was to fulfill the role of the King of the South, mentioned in Daniel 11. Of course, at other times, they proclaimed that Saddam Hussein of Iraq or Osama bin Laden were to fulfill that role. These false predictions, they're all false, only show the limited biblical understanding of those experts. Then we go over to Mr. Trump's trip to Israel. And the Jewish papers say they were already happy that Mr. Trump didn't say anything controversial, because he didn't say anything which really was substantive to show how peace could be created in that region. After Mr. Trump had left, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, "The Temple Mount and the Western Wall will forever remain under Israeli sovereignty," and the Prime Minister vowed the city would not be divided again, doing completely, totally away with the concept of a two-state solution. Now, the Bible prophesies, we say here, an unparalleled time of turmoil for the state of Israel and the Jewish people. And then we point out that you want to read, if you haven't already done so, and maybe you want to read it again, our free booklet, The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. Because that booklet shows that prior to Christ's return, there's not going to be peace in the Middle East, and most certainly not for the state of Israel. We talk about Melania Trump's faith. It has now been revealed that she is apparently very strong Catholic follower. We talk about some strange Catholic customs. In our latest update, one prior to that, we also talked about the celebrations of the Fatima concept, that the Virgin Mary allegedly appeared and people have received messages from the quote-unquote Virgin Mary. It was the 100th anniversary of Fatima apparition. And we said in there that 60,000 people said they witnessed the sun appearing to spin and nearly crash towards the ground when those apparitions allegedly took place. And the Fatima incidents are considered among the most spectacular marine apparitions, along with Lourdes, where the Virgin Mary apparently allegedly appeared to some kind of a shepherd girl. Now, here's what we say. That was in the last update. The Bible prophesies that many will be deceived by lying spirits and wonders. The true Mary, of course, the mother of Jesus, died, is dead in the grave without any consciousness. She will be resurrected with all true Christians at the time of Christ's return. The alleged apparitions of the quote-unquote Virgin Mary, if they are not outright frauds, would have been of demonic origin. These would have been forerunners of a worldwide end-time religious deception, coupled with true and false signs from heaven, as prophesied throughout the Bible, including the book of Matthew, Thessalonians, Revelation. If you haven't seen yet the theme which is emerging, well, we'll get to that. In the update, we talk a lot about Mr. Trump's performance in Brussels, and since our Standing Watch program goes into that, I will particularly skip this portion. There are, of course, concerns that a war between North Korea and America might ensue, and I'm talking about nuclear. Now, the Bible doesn't prophesy such a war. At the same time, it doesn't say that it's not going to occur, and so we got to watch that as well. We also talk about the desire of Europeans to come together now, and in light of the most recent events in Brussels, that desire has been most certainly increased. Now, in the Standing Watch, I didn't go into what happened in Sicily, because that's happened subsequently to Brussels, but I'd like to quickly go into this right now a little bit, because there was this G7 summit in Sicily, Italy, and the overwhelming response was, what we saw was, 6 countries against 1. Now you guess who the one was? President Trump, America. It says it was the most challenging G7 summit in years. Of course, some of that had to do with the quote-unquote Paris Agreement, the idea like, is America going to stay being part of that Paris Agreement having to do with quote-unquote climate change, or isn't it? And the 6 absolutely said, no compromise, we have to go with that. Mr. Trump said, no, I got to think about it. But what I found interesting are the following statistics. 61% of Americans said the country should remain in the deal. More than 400 cities, 37 states, 800 universities, nearly half of all Fortune 500 companies have set clean energy and emissions targets. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Energy Secretary Rick Perry, Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump, they all back the deal. Big corporations, including coal, oil, and gas companies, also support remaining in the agreement. Pulling out of the agreement could have major economic consequences estimated to be worth $6 trillion in the future. So the question is, what is going to happen on that? And I'm not taking any position on man-made climate change. That's not the issue. The issue is we have now a situation, Europe on the one hand, America on the other. And there were also disagreements regarding trade and immigration and other things. President Trump, this is another article here, which I quoted from or took from the New York Times. President Trump is being portrayed, now this is Europe, as the ugly American, trampling America's friends. And in Germany, they have coined the word Trumple Trump. Trumple, that means like a bull in a china shop. So that's a play on words. But that's how he's being referred to now. Europeans are not likely to buy Mr. Trump's bluster. To some extent, the difference in Mr. Trump's tone may reflect the different reception he got in the Middle East, because he was very well received in Saudi Arabia, and also to an extent in Israel, not so in Europe. Why? Now, in Europe, it says Mr. Trump encountered a chillier audience that viewed him less as a conquering hero than as a figure who needed to be put back on the right path. The Europeans didn't give him that royal welcome. They didn't treat him like the king of the world. And the feeling is that that was part of the reason why Mr. Trump, every picture I saw, every video I saw, he looked grim, unhappy, contentious, didn't smile once. Well, I mean, he might smile for the photo, for the photo ops. Maybe he was irked by the fact that he wasn't treated the way he thought he desired, he deserved to be treated. But anyway, the point is that now the situation has gotten worse. Zero Hedge wrote today that Angela Merkel was furious at the US president. But it wasn't just Merkel who was displeased with Trump. Trump's lack of rapport with European leaders raises serious questions about his ability to effectively team up with critical US allies. Der Spiegel wrote this morning, and I have to translate that now from the German paper, the gap between the United States and the other 6 countries is immense. The Trump government is on the way to international isolation. the fighting which was going on between those six nations and the United States is unparalleled. And then they say, to show how shattered the relationship is between Europe and the United States is reflected by a statement by the French President Emmanuel Macron. He said he was already happy that Trump seemed to at least listen to the arguments of the other six. He says, in a marriage, you would look at this as the point just prior to divorce, the last step prior to divorce. So that is the concept, what we are dealing with. That is why we have been saying time and again, the relationship between the United States of America and Europe will deteriorate, and it's doing so rapidly in an unparalleled fashion. I mean, it has never happened that quickly before. They said the relationship now between the United States of America and Europe is worse than ever before, which means it was even worse, or is worse, than the relationship Germany had with President Bush when it came to the Iraq war. That was pretty bad. Now they say it's much worse than that. In a moment, I will explain as to why that is. But before I do that, I quickly want to go into one more thing, because in Italy, they have made it now mandatory that children be vaccinated. And they come up with all this ridiculous nonsense as to why that is. And now I received this article by Reuters to the effect that German kindergartens must report parents for refusing vaccine advice under a new law. And it says that parents refusing the advice by doctors risk fines of up to €2,500 under a law which is expected to be coming in force on June 1. But that's not it. They want to make it more and more mandatory. And so we see this trend in Europe. Italy, Germany now, and of course other states. I believe Sweden already has it. And of course you have the same kind of an idea over here in the United States. Now, the theme which you should have seen developing in what I have been already saying so far is that all of this is in complete relationship, let's put it mildly, with spiritual activities. Now, you have heard it said time and time again. This is not God's world. This is not God's world. This is not God's world. How many times have you heard it? And since it is not God's world, whose world is it? It is Satan's world. Satan is ruling this world. He and his demons are ruling this world. So why would people even think about trying to make Satan's world a better place, trying to improve Satan's world by, for instance, joining the military, supporting arms deals which do nothing but producing more weapons which will be used to kill others, by voting in governmental elections? I mean, I know, and you should know, that many in God's church, and I'm not talking about our organization, I hope nobody in our organization is guilty of that, but many in other Church of God organizations have voted in the last election, and they haven't voted for Hillary Clinton. Not that I in any way am endorsing Hillary Clinton, but they have voted for Donald Trump. And they still, to an extent, believe that he is doing a pretty good job. And all the developments are being reinterpreted as, oh, well, he accomplished a lot on that trip. Well, to make it very clear, I have not endorsed anyone running for president, and I don't intend to ever in the future. There's only one I'm endorsing. That's Jesus Christ, and that's the one you should be endorsing as well. But this is Satan's world, and we should all understand that. And what we are seeing right now is in complete and direct relationship to what the Bible says it's going to happen. Now, we read in the Bible that God is going to use, let's say, the king of Assyria, the new king of Assyria, also called the beast, also called the king of the north, also called King Jareb. in punishing the United States of America. You read that in the book of Isaiah, but we've got to understand something. It is ultimately Satan who is doing it. God is allowing it. It is Satan who is going to bring about a leader in Europe, the beast. Satan brings that about. God allows it. Satan saw to it that we have a leadership in the United States of America which will be instrumental for bringing about a complete and total lack of relationship between Europe and America, to bring about a situation where ultimately you have a war, a nuclear war against the United States. This is going to be part of the Great Tribulation, and we read that it is Satan's wrath against Israel, which means against the United States. So Satan is trying to do everything in a very quickly and very quick way, because his wrath is great, because he knows he has only a short time. And so what we have seen so far, in just quoting from the update, we see again and again Satan's handiwork. But there's a lot more to be said. The New York Times just wrote an article, and I was really surprised to read those words, saying that some demons have been unleashed in America. Now, they might have used that in a figurative way. I have looked at this in a very literal way, because I do believe that that is exactly what we are experiencing, not just in America, all over the world, but also in America. And I want to give you again some facts to back that up, things which you actually should know if you have listened very carefully to our Standing Watch programs and if you have read our Q&As, but I feel it's important to get everybody back into this understanding, because that shows how stupid it is, how absolutely ridiculously insane it is to go out there, specifically if you know the truth, and vote in governmental elections. I mean, it blows my mind that anyone who once knew the truth would go so far off and do that, and then even trying to justify that ridiculous course of action. A Standing Watch program number 137, long time ago, was titled, Are Ghosts for Real? The summary, President Bush claims to have seen ghosts emerge from the Lincoln bedroom in the White House. President Reagan reputedly once told the story that his dog was scared and refused to enter the Lincoln bedroom, suggesting that Lincoln's ghost was still residing there. In an update asking the questions, is it true that the ghost of Abraham Lincoln appears in the White House and that in general the White House is haunted? I want to give you a few excerpts from our answer. It's claimed that House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has had encounters with ghosts. She recounted an unusual anecdote about how the ghosts of past women leaders spoke to her at her first White House meeting as Speaker in 2006. I realized that on that chair with me was Susan Anthony, I really don't know who that is though, Elizabeth Stanton, Alice Hall, Lucretia Mott, you name it, they were all there. And I could hear them say, at least we have a seat at the table, Pelosi said. The Wikipedia Encyclopedia writes that there have been several stories about ghosts of former presidents revisiting the White House. However, the most common and popular is that of Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln's ghost, or to others as the White House ghost, is said to have haunted the White House since his death. The White House has a reputation of being one of the most haunted homes in America. There have been many seances in the White House. Bob Woodward of Watergate fame describes how in 1995 a seance was held by psychic Jean Houston in the White House solarium, during which Hillary Clinton sank into a trance and channeled the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mahatma Gandhi. The Daily Mail wrote on November 5, 2009, that the daughter of former President George Bush, Jenna Bush, told chat show host Jay Leno she had been terrified by spooky events near the fireplace in her bedroom. And on, of course, the stories go, and we point out in our update, there's nothing to do with ghosts. There are no ghosts of departed ones. These are demons. Demons occupy the White House is what the point is. So when we talk about that Satan rules this world, we got to also understand quite literally that he or some of his powerful demons might be residing in the White House, influencing the people there, making decisions. And that is true for the White House, and that is true, I would dare to say, in just about every official government building all over the world, because Satan rules this world. What we are seeing here is satanic activity all over the place. If you look at the apparitions of the Virgin Mary, if you look at crazy, idiotic people blowing themselves up, and in doing so, killing other innocent people at a concert. I mean, you just name it. Arrangements which are being made, relationships which are being formed. It is all based on Satan's handiwork. That is why I am again saying we got to be mad, we got to be insane, we got to be crazy to think that we should get in any way involved in this world and the politics of this world. It's not just because politicians lie, we all know that. It's much deeper than that, much more serious than that. And I hope that those who have been going into this direction, who have thrown away God's truth, God's understanding, and have become involved in the matters of this world, in the affairs of this world, they repent deeply. Because let me tell you, the Great Tribulation isn't far away. Now, we are not setting any dates. But we can clearly see from what we are observing, it can't be that far away. And I can also tell you, unless those people repent, they will not be protected from the Great Tribulation. There's no way that God would do that. Why would he do that? People who knew the truth walked away from it. Why would they be protected? Why would God call them worthy of protection? It's no way that that's going to happen. So, members of God's church better wake up. And those of us who understand the truth better also don't get involved in taking sides and say, oh, well, he was right and he was wrong and that's right and that's wrong. Because we got to understand, all of this is part of what is supposed to happen. It doesn't matter whether somebody is right on this position and wrong on that position. That's not the point. The point is, it's all coming about in light of biblical prophecy. And that is what we need to understand. Our job is to observe. Our job is to watch. Our job is to report. Our job is not to take sides and to get involved in the political affairs of this world.